Top Massachusetts officials gathered in Pittsfield today to celebrate new funding for the nascent Berkshire Innovation Center.
On behalf of the citizens of Pittsfield, I extend my heartfelt gratitude to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts for believing in Pittsfield and the Berkshires, for recognizing the talent that will thrive here under the roof at the Berkshire Innovation Center, and for your generosity in funding this bold new initiative.
Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer introducing Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker as he took to the Pittsfield City Hall podium Friday morning in a rare visit to the Berkshires. In a room packed with dignitaries from around the state, Baker confirmed that after years of waiting, the Berkshire Innovation Center had been fully funded.
Berkshire County has a long and cherished and significant history as a big player in manufacturing. And the opportunity to leap forward into the next generation of what advanced manufacturing and life sciences is going to be all about, and to be able to build on, frankly, a history and a knowledge base that already exists here, and to transform it into the next level and the next generation of jobs and products and companies and opportunities is a very real and significant one.
The new Berkshire Innovation Center will be located in the William Stanley Business Park in Pittsfield, formerly part of the sprawling General Electric campus. The contrast between old and new in the city was not lost on State Senator Adam Hines.
I love the fact that it's blossoming on the soil of the GE site because, you know, absent that next GE, we know that the studies show that it's investments in those small and middle-sized companies and making sure that they have exactly what they need in advanced technology, in training. You know, it's the right strategy, it's the right industry, and it's the right location.
Secretary of Housing and Economic Development Jay Ash broke down the sources of investment that made the project viable after years of funding gaps that had left the project unfinished.
$13,775,000. $12,025,000. Why $25,000? That's what it takes to get it over the top. So $12,025,000 from the Mass Life Sciences Center, $1 million from the City of Pittsfield, $450,000 from Mass Development Finance Agency, and $300,000 from PETA. Together, $13.775 million. Together, a commitment that this community, this region, the entire Commonwealth will benefit from.
With a goal to break ground this summer, a ribbon-cutting ceremony on the steel structure of the building could come as soon as the third quarter of 2019. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.